This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a supply-demand equation that's playing a big part in this pandemic. Lots of supply-demand equations, actually. The supply of vaccines, for instance, against the demand. Also, the supply of trained medical workers against the incredible demand. In particular, nurses, the competition for whom was already very real in the before times and which has now only accelerated. Healthcare systems are strapped and scrambling to find nurses. And you know what happens when there's increased demand and constrained supply, right? Marketplace's Eric Barris is on it.
As the pandemic unfolded, Veronica O'Kane was working as an ICU nurse in Southfield, Michigan. She was dealing with some pretty serious stuff. And she wasn't sure she was being paid enough.
I really didn't feel like I was making much money at all. I was just always living paycheck to paycheck and kind of starting to drown in debt a little bit.
Because of her work tending to COVID patients, she wasn't able to see her family and friends. O'Kane had met travel nurses. They made more money and there were perks.
And there's also these stipends that you can kind of pocket. So you get a housing stipend and a meal stipend.
So she became a travel nurse. First a few weeks in Maryland, then a longer stint in Texas. Now she's working in Green Bay, Wisconsin. As the pandemic keeps surging in different places, her pay keeps climbing. She's now making $66 an hour. It's double what she was earning in the spring. Travel nurses have been part of the healthcare system for decades, some just seeking adventure or flexibility. Right now, there are an estimated 50,000 travel nurses. It's a business. Agencies and brokerage firms match up hospitals short on specialized care staff.
We need more clinicians to work those ventilators, need more clinicians to manage those patients. We run into a situation where hospitals say, we cannot find clinicians to do this.
Robert Longyear, a vice president at Wanderly, a digital marketplace for healthcare professionals.
Healthcare systems, hospitals, they typically operate on razor-thin margins.
And they've been struggling with staffing shortages and budget shortfalls since the 90s, and using temp workers to fill the gaps. Now, with the pandemic and as urgency increases in hospitals, so has the pay for workers. Some hospitals are paying travel nurses $8,000 a week. And while the help is needed, there's also tension. Rebecca Given, a labor studies and employment relations professor at Rutgers.
We have long-term staff, especially during the pandemic, doing the best they can under really difficult circumstances. And often their hospital management is saying no when they ask for, you know, PPE or a raise or hazard pay. And then they see these travelers come in making sometimes multiples of their salaries. And it can be very, very frustrating.
And that frustration can lead to difficult relationships where staff nurses know travel nurses are paid more. There can also be tension because staff nurses may think travel nurses don't know their hospital systems or the communities they're working in. Josh Ramirez left his staff job at a Northwest Indiana hospital, connected with an agency, and became a travel nurse. He was in New York in the spring and is now in San Diego.
It's snide comments, kind of not directly to your face, but maybe them talking to other staff nurses about, you know, you, but you can still hear.
The high wages travel nurses are now commanding can also cause problems for smaller facilities that depend on them. Tessa Johnson, a nurse in rural Dickinson, North Dakota, works at a long-term care home. Getting travel nurses before the pandemic was fairly easy. Now,
they leave quickly or they find another assignment or they don't show up. And I think it's just because there's so much demand. They can go anywhere. Everybody needs them.
And that demand doesn't seem to be slowing. As for Veronica O'Kane, the work has been taxing and isolating, but also rewarding personally and financially.
But there's definitely been some moments where I'm like, is it really worth it? Just because I've had some really, you know, low moments through all of these contracts and we're dealing with death every single day. But for me, for sure, the money is definitely an incentive and motivation for me.
Before she became a travel nurse, she says she had around $40,000 in debt. And with the money she's earned during the pandemic, she's paid off nearly all of it. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.